All right, coming up Memorial Day weekend, we'll have the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series right here on the Team Sports Network. And he's certainly hoping his team will be in Grand Junction. Johnson County baseball coach Eric Horner joins us in the program. Eric, appreciate the time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Appreciate you having me, Jim.
Well, great to have you on with us. And team's playing some great baseball right now, 37-4 on the season. In the poll last week, the number six team in the nation. So your ball club right now playing some really outstanding baseball. Let's talk a little bit about the offensive side of things for your ball club, Eric, because right now you look at where you are offensively, .412 team batting average right now. Your ball club is swinging it pretty good.
Yes, we are. And the best thing about that is, you know, we can hit 1 through 9. I think 8 of our 9 hitters above .400. So it's just kind of nice to have that consistency in the lineup and know 1 through 9 you can get it done. So that's really helped us out this year.
And looking at some of the guys that have really stepped to the forefront for your ball club this season from a from an offensive standpoint, and you've had several guys that have been able to do that. For example, you got a freshman that's been really swinging it well, Jackson Galloway, .437 batting average. He's got 7 home runs. Jake Grauberger right now with a .424 batting average. He's got 45 RBIs. Galloway has 49 RBIs. Those guys are a couple. Those two guys in particular have really had strong starts to the season.
Oh yeah, I mean they've kind of been our jump starters. Grauberger's our leadoff guy, so he kind of sets for us. And a lot of times he gets that first hit right out of the chutes. Always helps to have your top hitters in the top of the order to get it started and kind of get contagious, and everybody else just rolls right along.
Eric Horner, coach of Johnson County Community College from Overland Park, Kansas. Cavaliers joining us this morning on the Team Sports Network. And then on the pitching side of it, Eric, it's been equally as strong as what you've been able to do from an offensive standpoint. 3.51 or 3.51 ERA right now for your ball club. And you got some guys that have really stepped to the forefront. Matt Ronnebaum, I believe that's – is that how you pronounce his name?
Yep.
Ronnebaum? Okay, 7-0
yep.
Record right now. 2.58 yep. ERA. He's been really, really good for you. Mikel Ashley has a 6-0 record for your club right now. 3.38 ERA. A couple of those guys that have really pitched it well for your ball club to this point.
Yeah, we've done it pretty good on both sides of the ball. I mean, can't go 37-4 without some consistency on both sides. Tom has been our number one pitcher for 2 years now, so he's kind of nice to have at the top of the order for us and get things started. And then kind of our number two is Jay Long, which is another 2-year guy. So it always helps when you're better experience and guys like Michael Ashley along, a freshman, and just getting kind of thrown into the fire, and he just kind of follows those guys' leads, and it helps out quite a bit.
Eric Horner, coach of Johnson County from Overland Park, Kansas, joining us on the Team Sports Network. And look, Eric, you guys started fast out of the gate. You played Crowder, nationally ranked team with Crowder College. You beat them, and then you won 18 games in a row until you had that one loss that ended it against Kansas City, Kansas Community College. But your team came out of the gate fast this season.
Yeah, we did. And you know, I contribute that to having a lot of older guys. We've got a couple 3-year guys because of the COVID situation last year. We had about 6 guys that came back for a third year. So, I mean, our guys are pretty mature, experienced. They're fun to watch. But, man, they shot out of the gate. I think we had the best start in school history. I think maybe we were 27-0 at one point in time, I believe, which was wins. Just having that experience all come back, especially with having COVID in the fall. We had to do some things different, had to do a lot of little practices to keep our groups down, and our guys stepped again, kind of relied on their experience, and they know what Duke baseball is all about, and that just kind of really helped us out.
Eric Horner, coach of Johnson County Community College in Overland Park, Kansas, with us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And look, the Jayhawk Conference, how tough it is, whether it was talking to your predecessor, Ken Shelley, of course, Hall of Fame coach, and when he was able to get Johnson County to Grand Junction for the Junior College World Series, Dave Burrows, who's now retired over at Cali College. We know how tough the Jayhawk Conference is, and it looks like this year you guys are the cream of the crop, but you know that it's going to be tough to get to Grand Junction out of the Jayhawk.
Oh, it's always tough, Jim, and that's our Grand Junction does a great job. We've been there twice and had some of the best experiences of our baseball career, so we really want to get our club there. And like you said, it's a tough Jayhawk Conference. There's a lot of good, you know, sometimes in the playoffs you just need the ball to bounce your way and get that one lucky break. And, you know, we're excited to kind of get that started and hopefully make our run. But, you know, we also understand how tough it is, and we'll continue to work hard to try to get there again.
Eric Horner from Johnson County Community College joining us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. I mentioned Ken Shelley got in the NJCA Coaches Hall of Fame. What are some things, Eric, you learned from Kent while he was there that you continue on now as the coach of the Cavaliers?
Oh, I mean, he's really all that I've known. So I've been coaching now for 18 years, and 17 of those years were all with Kent. So, you know, I had a great time with him. He taught me almost everything that I know, and he built the tradition here at the college. And we were just lucky enough that to keep it rolling this year, and we hope to continue to do it for the future. So, you know, he's just done a really good job of molding the student athlete. So we try to build the player, really focus on those three core areas, and we believe that kind of baseball will take care of itself after you take care of those things. So we've just kept that rolling, and so far so good. And knock on wood, we hope to see you guys in Grand Junction.
Well, we hope to see you out here as well. Eric Horner, coach of Johnson Community College, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. You made a reference to some of the three-year guys that you have that stayed around, got that extra year because of COVID last season. For you, now that, you know, this, you know, your head coach now at Johnson County, still early on in your coaching career as a head coach there, that had to be quite a curveball that got thrown at you. How did you handle that? How did you and your staff manage to work through 2020 and keeping guys ready to go for the 2021 season?
Oh, I mean, it was definitely a curveball, but, you know, it was a curveball for everybody. So dealing with anything different that any other program wasn't. You know, we really relied on our administration, and our president and our vice president did a really outstanding job of, you know, keeping us safe, but also giving us all the support that we needed to help our student athletes get it done in the classroom and on the field. So, I mean, I really attribute to just the whole school and the administration. Our support staff has just been great here at the college. You know, we're hopefully on the downturn of the COVID stuff, and you know, we're just excited to be able to get onto the field and knock on wood, hopefully complete a season.
All right. Hey, Eric, it's been a real pleasure. Hopefully we'll see you out here in Grand Junction. Thanks, and best of luck rest of the way.
All right. Thanks for having me, Jim.
All right. Take care. Eric Horner, coach of Johnson County Community College from Overland Park, Kansas, with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. All right. 9:31. Jim, along with the Buckeye Boy today. Still got time to get your thoughts. Still got time to